United Forestry.
Hi, is this Brian?
United
Hello?
Forestry. Hello.
Hi, is this Brian?
It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yeah.
Hi. I had a customer service rep ask me to reach out to you. Says they spoke with you just a minute ago, Ivan.
Right.
He said that I promised you $149 the first month and $99 every month after that.
That's correct.
That's not correct. That's not correct. We don't even have that as a price point anywhere. $149 isn't even a price point anywhere. I had to approve that discount even just to get the pricing down enough for you to get your foot in the door.
Well, that's not what you told me on the phone, because I have notes. I went back to the day you talked to me, and I wrote notes.
So do we. All calls are recorded. I can't say things like that. I've been here 10 years. We've never had a $99 price point given out to anybody. And I can pull the recording, too, and send it over to you. But it's $149 month to month, as long as you're with us. And that price point was to never go up, and that's half of what we traditionally charge based on our website.
Okay, well then, yeah, we'll just cancel it then.
Okay, I just wanted to be very clear on what was going on. The account's already canceled, but I just didn't. I didn't like how they were telling me like, oh, you sent this and this and da da da, and that's why he canceled it.
That's what I had written down.
I mean, it's $149. Yeah, I mean, it's $149. It stays $149 as long as you're with us. And it's a shame because you already had your PIN verification and everything, so it's worth a lot more value than $149 each month. But I know for a fact, I mean, I had to listen to the recording actually right now, so they had us go over the whole voice verification at the end of every call. And it's about 2 minutes long, the voice verification. So they had me pull that while you were on the phone with Ivan here, and it's stating $149. I could send it over to the bkadams2017@gmail.com for you to review as well.
Yeah, I just know what I'm not gonna try to, or I'm not gonna write notes, but I don't know what I'm writing. There may have been a verification that they called and said it was gonna be $149, but what I have written down was
$149. No, that's at point of sale. So like literally but before I can process your first month's payment, I have to walk you through that voice verification. That's part of every single sale. It's a requirement. In order for us to be a Google partner, they have to have that documentation that you're giving us the ability to process a payment on your business account at this date for this amount, this time each month. It's a reoccurring billing of the same amount. The prices don't change.
Well, that's not what I had down on my notes. So.
I hear you. Well, I feel like it's more of a, maybe the notes were written down the wrong way. But you have that first page placement going up and running, and it's right into summer, so they were kind of wondering like what's going on, and then it came across as like, oh, it was something I said. So I was like, well, let's pull this, because that's not something to joke around about. People lose their jobs over that. I got a family I take care of, so.
Right. Well, like I said, that's what I had that written in my notes, had your number, your phone number in that written down there. And when I saw it last month, I thought, well, I'm going to call. And then, of course, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I do out of state transactions all the time, but for some reason, every time you guys try to pull money, the bank, sends me a text saying I have a fraudulent charge, so.
Yeah,
that's a little uneasy also. So
yeah, I mean, it takes 2 seconds to Google us. I mean, even the bank too. We're not a new company. We've been around since 2004, so we're not fraudulent. Mm-hmm. We're a Google right. partner. We've been in business for a long time. Have an 18-year track record. So mm-hmm. that's why I'm saying all this stuff is very legitimate. It's not something that I can play around with. Only certain people can even process cards here. So for me to be able to have the ability to do that, which I've had for 10 years here, you can't have things like that happening where you're promising a customer one thing and they're receiving another. So that's why I'm returning the call. is because it's coming off as basically you're stating that I did something incorrect here, or that we're trying to overcharge you for something.
Well, that's exactly the way I understood it. That's what I read it wrote down. And you know, and I'm not sure how the verification works. I remember, you know, I don't remember the whole thing. I just know that I did write down a few notes when I was talking to you on the phone, and that's what I wrote down. So
yeah, I gotcha. Like I said, yeah. I mean, it could have been a mistake, but 149 is a pricing point that we don't even have. So I had to approve that just to get it to 149. 99 doesn't even exist anywhere. I mean, there's $99
The other guy already told me that it's cheaper for other people that's been there for a while or whatever. But he said he didn't know of any $99 new client. But he said it's definitely it was lower than 149.
Yeah, we had a 129 for some guys that have been around for years and years and years. But even our wholesale on it went up over time. So it's like, you know, for me, I couldn't even get a 129 approved for you if I wanted to, because that's, I mean, basically what we're charging you is $4 above what it costs us to do it each month for you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? At 149, it's like you couldn't even hire a kid to stand outside all day with a billboard for what we're doing for you.
What I don't understand is why, you know, because, I mean, I don't usually make crazy mistakes or just pull things out of the sky. You know, because I actually wrote it down. I have a calendar where we do work every day, and I put it down. And when I talked to you, I was sitting there at my desk, and I wrote it right down at the top of that calendar. Your name, number, what it was all about. $149 the first month, and $99 after that. And that's what I have written down.
I'm gonna have the voice verification over to you, because that's just you writing it down wrong. The voice verification, mm-hmm. it's clearly stating it's 149, and you agree to it before we can even process the payment. So I'll get that sent over to you. And then if you want to continue with the placement, you're more than welcome to do that. You're in the number one spot for Russiaville and surrounding areas right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want you to lose that. You know, you got 12 reviews, 4.7 stars. It's worth a lot more than 149. Even the guys that are underneath you are paying about double that. But I can get that over to you, and then I can leave the door open if you want to continue your account. But it's, like I said, it's 149. There's no pricing structure under that. So as of right now, they don't have it canceled, but they do have your account suspended until we had this conversation here, and then they're going to decide from there whether you're going to move forward with us or not.
Okay.
Okay, so I know it's summertime. It's like peak time of the year for you, so the last thing I'd want to do is just go, okay, yeah, it's canceled. You know,
yeah, right.
Here's
right.
The recording.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, we stay busy all the time anyway. I haven't advertised. Like I said, you're the first person that I've actually advertised with for years, other than just keeping a phone book ad and we have a couple ads online.
That's a great thing. I mean, to consider you've been with us for 8 weeks. You know, the other payment was supposed to go through yesterday, and then they suspended it because of that misunderstanding.
Actually, this morning, because my bank's want to contact me this morning at 5 a.m. Telling me I had a fraudulent charge and woke me up. Of 149 to.
The merchant processing company's out of California. So, I mean, even me, any transactions that I have out of state, my bank, I have to approve it first. I have Bank of America.
That never happens to me. You're the only company that I've ever had them tag it and call me like that, which is kind of weird. So everything I order is out of state. You know, any kind of equipment and everything else I buy is always out of state.
This transaction comes across under the company, not your name either. It comes across as United Forestry Service Company rather than just under Brian Adams. So it's coming across as a business charge rather than a personal expense. Also, so that could be part of it too. They want to verify those things. So it's a good thing to have the security. It's not something you should be getting thrown off about. I don't understand why you would feel like we're a fraudulent company when you're on the first page and the number one spot, exactly what we said we were going to do for you, and everything's up and running accordingly.
I'm not saying you're a fraudulent company. I'm just saying that for some reason they were taking that out, and I don't have any credit cards in my business name anyway. I've just never done it. I mean, I get mail about it all the time, you know, but I've always just kept it in my name or whatever. But that's how I work. I mean, all the credit cards are, you know, comes back United Forestry's order this or United Forestry's order that, and it's just weird every time. And for, you know, I don't know, you remember when we did it the first time, set it up, it came back and you called me back and told me my credit card was declined. And that's where the other credit card came be declined. And what it was is a few minutes later, I get a text saying that they, you know, unauthorized use.
Well, basically you're going to you'd have to verify that charge every month. It's kind of like, hey, are you going to continue to move forward with us, rather than it just automatically processing. You know what I mean? That's a good thing. You know what I mean? Because it gives you an opportunity to evaluate it before you just go, oh, well, the money's already taken out. You know what I mean?
Well, actually, they didn't do it last month. Last month, I saw it popped up to $149, and I thought, well, dang, it's supposed to drop down to $99, and I was going to call, and I didn't call. They woke me up at night this morning at 5 a.m., and
It says 626 and 627 like today and yesterday, actually, to try to process, but both times it came back as insufficient funds, like there wasn't 149 available, and so that's kind of why you got the notification in there. So are you having like a financial hardship right now, or are you not able to afford the 149?
No, I'm not having any hardship at all.
Okay.
It's a credit card, and they're telling me that you guys are fraudulent. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fraudulent charge.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
I can understand how that would be off-putting. 100%. Yeah. The only thing
and
that
like I said, I've never had another charge come back and say, hey, you know, when I bought something or whatever else, I've never had that issue ever.
Yeah.
And then they did it the first time you tried to
understand how that would be off-putting.
Right.
But at the same time, I would be like, if they said they were going to put me on the first page and I'm on the first page, then how is it fraudulent?
I'm not saying that you're not fraudulent, because I already read, you know, I've had actually customers even very commented, you know, that we've done work for and whatever. I've seen all that. I'm not worried about that. But this morning when I saw the 149 and I had written down $99, that threw me off.
They're trying to charge me for something extra. The package that I have you on is a grandfathered in package. So it's like, it sets you up at one pricing structure each month, one time per month. There's no extra charges for leads, clicks, calls, or any of the other services that we provide for you. And it just stays 149. So that's just it. Like one time per month on the 26th, you get charged $149 for as long as you're with us.
Well, John, I tell you what, I appreciate you calling back and talking to me. Like I said, I don't know what happened.
It looked really, really bad on me because, you know, I've been here 10 years. And then even for me, it kind of jerked me a bit because I've never made that mistake. And then they're coming over to me and they got a new guy that's over reviewing finance and stuff or whatever he's doing back there, sending me a message going, hey, looks like you jacked up on this thing. And I'm going, well, who are you, first of all? And second of all, you know, I don't make those kind of mistakes. I've never made those kind of mistakes since I've been here. So I had to go and review it just to cover my own hindtail. You know what I mean? But I've worked with over 1,000 guys in the last 10 years. I've never had that problem.
Well, let's just go ahead. I need to contact the, you know, because you guys got my credit card information, but I need to contact them to let them know that's an okay charge, because they sent me all kinds of crap and I never filled it out. I figured I'd wait and talk to somebody there with you or whatever before I totally declined it because they were wanting to send me a new card and everything else, you know, and I just put them on a hold for right now. So what I'll do is I'll call them and let them know that that's going to be a reoccurring charge. And if you want, it'll probably have to be tomorrow now. Because I'm still out working right now, to be honest with you. But you should be able to run that thing tomorrow. So.
Okay. So, I'll send a message over to finance and let them know to, uplift the suspension on the account, and then we'll have it set up to process tomorrow, and you'll get a text notification. I'm going to resend you over my direct contact information. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns like that along the way, just feel free to call in to me directly, okay?
I have it all written down in my book. I got your, okay. I think 540, is that your extension number?
Yeah, 544. If I'm on a call, they'll forward you over to a customer service rep. You can just let them know, hey, I want to speak with John, and then I'll call you back the second I'm off the line.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I was under the impression it was supposed to drop $50 for some reason.
Sorry about the misunderstanding, though. Honestly, I know that could be off-putting too. But again, like I said, I'll send over that recording too, so that way you know we're not, you know, pulling anything or any kind of fast ones. But the deal that I got you, if you go onto our pricing page, is half of what your competition is paying, and they're showing up under you.
I appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Bye. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
No problem.